Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Gary Greenberg, who is here to talk about Child Victims Act, and that's pending in the New York State Legislature. So, Gary, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Cynthia. Very good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit of the background of this particular piece of legislation and what interests you about it.
Well, I was sexually abused when I was 7 years old at the former Cohoes Memorial Hospital. And in my adulthood, I've always been interested in victims' rights and victims' causes. And this particular year, the Daily News started a series of articles, and they asked for victims to come forward. And so that's what I did. I came forward, and I offered $100,000 to defeat legislators who will not support victims and who continually support predators year after year by not allowing a vote on the Victims Act bill that Assemblywoman Markey and Senator Holeman have proposed.
Now, I had briefly spoke to Assemblywoman Markey, and she's brought this to the Assembly for 10 years, and for 10 years nothing happened in the state Senate. Do you believe this year will be different?
Well, I do believe this year will be different. The bill has a lot of support. There's a group, SOL Reform, Statute of Limitations Reform, that's headed by Marcy Hamilton, that has been very active in other states that has gotten the law changed. And New York is one of, I think, two states left that has the worst laws in dealing with victims of sexual child abuse. And we're going to change that this year. We're going to get the law passed. The legislators take a vote on it in the Senate and Assembly. And if it isn't passed, if the Senate Republicans don't want to bring it to the floor, they don't want to support the bill, then I'm going to take, as I said, I formed a PAC already. It's called Fighting for Children. I took an ad out today in this morning's Times Union, and I'll continue. I have other plans, and I will work against senators who do not support us, and I'll go into their districts, and we'll let their constituents know that they support predators over victims, because that's what we consider. If you don't support, it's black and white. You either support victims or you support predators. We have to get the predators off the streets and stop enabling them. And so that's why there's just a lot of support out there. There's a walk yesterday in Brooklyn and Brooklyn Bridge, and hundreds of people came out and walked, which is unbelievable that would happen. You know, that actually in hundreds of families of victims and victims themselves came out to support this bill. And there's a groundwell of support across the state. The Governor Cuomo is supporting it. And so we're looking for the Senate, in particular the Republicans, to come on board and to support victims and stop enabling and get the predators off the streets and save our kids from going through the hell that I went through and that others across hundreds and thousands of victims went through across the state in the last 40, 50 years.
Now, you said you were abused at the age of 7.
Yep.
When did you actively become involved in ensuring that this never happened to another child again?
Well, in 1996, I was watching TV, and a man was arrested, a predator was arrested by the Troy police, and Steve Weber, excellent retired detective. I called. I recognized the photo of the predator. I called him up, and as it did, 50-100 people called him up. This person had abused over 250 children in the Troy, Cohoes, Water Valley area in the last, 40-50 years. I was told that, it wasn't. The statute of limitations were up in my case. There's nothing I could do civilly. There's nothing I could do criminally. But the detective did, in his own way, question the perpetrator, Louis Van Wee. And it was determined that he did abuse people at the Cohoes. Children at the Cohoes Memorial Hospital, and no, I had no doubt that it was him. You know, Senator DeFrancisco and other senators, Neil Breslin here in the Albany area, they say you forget. You don't forget. I can tell you right now that this person had a glass case that I remember with glasses in his pocket, and when I saw that picture of him with glasses, with the glasses, I knew it was him. And you don't forget a face when someone puts you through hell, believe me. So this nonsense, and that's just what it is, nonsense, that you forget or you have fuzzy memory, it's just nonsense. You don't forget, and plus we have a jury system in this country. And, we're asking for victims to be able to go in a civil court, take the statute of limitations off, have a one-year look back, and for victims to go into court and have their day. And let juries decide. They will interpret the evidence as presented, and if they feel that there is enough evidence, if there isn't substantial evidence, then, they won't, they'll throw it out, or a judge will throw it out. But this is nonsense to say that people forget. It's insulting. The victims, it's disgusting, and it's time that it stopped. And John DeFrancisco is a lawyer. He practices law, malpractice cases. He's won millions of dollars off of people being injured, and he's considers himself a part-time legislator, and he double-dips, so he makes a salary, and then he gets a retirement, plus he practices law in these malpractice cases in his law firm up in Syracuse. These kind of people that we have in the legislature, they're not for the people. They're for special interests. He has over $1 million in the bank to scare off any opponents, gathered mainly from special interest groups. So this has to stop. This is what led to the corruption. And if DeFrancisco wants to be for predators, then we're going to go in his district, and we're going to work against him, and look for a candidate up there to run as an independent, and we're going to make sure that he doesn't come back next year as the deputy majority leader. He'll be out, and the Republicans will be out, and the Democrats will be in. If they don't support us, the Republicans, I'll guarantee you, on your show today, that they'll be out.
Wow. Okay, there's two issues that I'd like to talk about. One is the statute of limitations. There's a five-year, it's 5 years, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Up to the age of 23.
So in your case, you had this incident happen when you were seven.
Right, 1966.
Right. So 5 years would have made you 12. At 12 years old, I didn't think you were that, or anybody else for that matter, too savvy about the law. So after that five-year statute, if you were 7, 8, or 9, or whatever, then if somebody reaches the age of like 20 or 25 and understands fully what had happened, they have no recourse whatsoever?
No. No, currently they don't. No, people that were abused, there's a, yeah, there's cases that, you know, the predator or perpetrator has abused, the statute of limitations is up, right? So so let's say a person gets abused when they're 13 years old, let's say 1992, and the time goes by, then they get in the 30s. And, you know, they remembered, but they were, you know, they didn't want to bring it up. And now they go to the police. Sometimes people wait. They have kids and then their own, you know, they have children of their own. And these, you know, feelings come back up and they want to do something about it. And they go to the police and the police will tell them the statute of limitations are up. Nothing can be done. Go civilly. Nothing can be done. But the thing is, Cynthia, is that the people that abused this person back in 1994 are still out in the streets, and they continue to abuse. And if we get this law and we can get some of these victims in the court, we can out these predators and take them off the streets. And that's what it's all about, getting the predators off the streets, protecting the kids. It's not about money. Other Marcy Hamilton can tell you that in other states that have passed this law, the churches don't go bankrupt. The courts aren't, you know, over. I heard Senator George Amadoro say, you know, well, the courts will be all filled up with, you know, cases. They'll have to hire more judges, and the millions of taxpayers will be all mad. That's baloney. There's other states that has not happened. And in the majority of states, the victims still don't come forward, even though they can. Because, you know, they just don't want to bring it up. Like in my case, in 1996, you know, 50 to 100 people called up and said this person had abused them. You know, the Louis Van Wee. And they wouldn't come forward, though. You know, they called the police and they said, you know, they wouldn't come forward because, you know, they're married. They never told their husband. They never told their mother and father. Society, you know, is still, I do have to say this time coming out, you know, when I spoke out, was a lot easier than in 1996. There's a lot more support now. There's support groups. And so you're seeing more and more people come out. And this is the time to pass this law. It's now, and it's this year, and New York has to lead the way. They have to lead the way in showing the rest of the country that are worse right now, the worst state in the country. It's an embarrassment to this state. I think here in Mississippi, the state of Mississippi down south, have the worst laws when it comes to helping children and the statute of limitations, and that has to end now. And I think that's why the governor got behind it. He sees that this is the time to help victims in this state, survivors, you know, help them heal by having justice and getting the predators off the streets. And that's what it's about, and that's all it's about.
Okay, and you had first brought this issue up in 1996.
Yes, I did. Yes, I brought petitions down to the legislature at that time and tried to get the law changed and didn't go anywhere with it. So you know, it was even back then people were working on it. It was the same thing. The Senate when the church, you know, the public schools, the church was scared they'd be sued and you know go out of business and you know they'd have all this blah blah blah. You know. All this money and this and that and put fear in people, and then you had, you know, the public, same thing, public schools and that, you know, fearful that they would be sued, so they stopped it every year.
Okay, can you explain what the year look back is?
What the year look back would do would give, and we don't want any age limits on it. I've heard talk, you know, they're going to put it up to like 50, 55. We don't want that. What it would do, it would give people a year So if you were abused in the before, you know, this year, prior, you have a year to come forward and sue the person civilly. And you can go into civil court and bring a lawsuit. And like I said, this would give a chance for people not only to heal. I mean, it's healing when, you know, it's healing, you know, when you can put somebody away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had an opportunity. Now, the person that abused me, Louis Van Wee, he's sitting in jail. He sat in jail the last 20 years because the police were able to get, in 1996, a 2-year-old and I think a 13-year-old girl he had victimized. They got them to come in. He got so scared when all these people started coming forward and I spoke out and everything that he would be found guilty and put away for the rest of life. He, to avoid any, to help, you know, bring, it's an awful trauma for to have a kid, child, going 2 or 3 or 13 in court. He pleaded guilty to a minimum of 20 years. So, you know, that's 20 years he's been in jail off the streets. And he could get out. You know, he's older now, but I hope to God he doesn't get out, because I always say that these predators, they sit in jail 20 years, and, you know, the good behavior. Yeah, there's no kids in jails. There's nobody to abuse. So as soon as you let them out, you really can't. You know, it's hard to help someone that's abused 250 kids in 40 years that he was lived on the streets that are known about. So who knows how many more he abused. So it's important that victim, no matter when it was in the last, from the look back, will give them a chance. If you were abused in, like me, in 1996, or you were abused whenever, you were abused in the 80s or the 90s, you can go into court and bring a case against your perpetrator.
You know,
you have a year to do that.
Okay. As a 7-year-old child, I'm sure that you didn't fully comprehend everything that was happening to you. But when you did understand all this stuff and you came forward with it, were you shocked by the number of people who were in a similar situation than you?
Yes, I am shocked. And I was shocked in 96. And, you know, it's pretty gratifying when you have, you know, hundreds of people come forward and, you know, tell their story. So that's what happened this year. And that's why it's so important this year to not let these people down, to not let victims down, to let them know they have a voice. They have a voice in Albany. And that's what it's about.
So, do you know when exactly this might be brought up for a vote?
I anticipate before the end of the session, yes, it will be brought up for a vote.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, you know, we're talking about year after year after year of this not being voted upon. In your opinion, who were the biggest obstructionists to seeing this bill passed?
Oh, definitely the Catholic Church. They don't want this bill to pass. They will have a bill that takes away the statute of limitations from any case forward, but they do not want a bill with any look back, because they don't want, you know, to have all the people that were abused by their priest. And it goes more than just the, you know, Catholic Church. The Jewish religion has the synagogues. The Orthodox Jews are very behind the movement this year. They've come forward, and hundreds of Jews have, you know, come forward as victims. So, but mainly it's been the church. You know, they have the power, and they spent, you know, a lot of money lobbying and working the legislature over, you know, that they would be shut down, they would go out of business. You know, there's so many people that would come forward. But, you know, to me, it isn't about the money. To me, for them, they're just nervous that the victims would go into court, be able to get documents, and it would hold accountable to the members, that the priests that abused these kids and, you know, took away their innocence and murdered their souls. So it's a responsibility of the church to look out for the kids and not to cover up for the predators. And that's what they've been doing. They've been getting away with it, and it's not going to happen this year. You know, it's just not going to happen because they don't want. I believe that they, you know, that a lot of what was going on, the hierarchy in the church knew about it. So they would, if someone was accused of molesting kids, they would take him out of one church and put him in another church somewhere else, you know, 10,000 miles away. Then he would get caught there, and they'd move him around. They're scared that the records would be opened up, and this is what would happen. Well, if it did happen that way, so be it. You know, people have to be held accountable for the actions they took at that time. They were wrong. They could have, if that's what happened, they could have stopped some of this, these priests from abusing, and in synagogues they could have stopped some of the rabbis from abusing, and whatever religion it is. But it has to stop. And this is a year. This is the time. Uh-huh. And that's what I expect to happen.
Now, over the years, I'm sure you must have kept track of this particular piece of legislation, correct?
Yes, I did. It passed a couple times under when Silver was, you know, when Assemblywoman Markey became about 10 years ago. I think first couple of years it did pass the Assembly, and then the Senate wouldn't pass it. So I think they just sort of, you know, they brought it up every year, but and then the Assembly didn't do anything because the Senate wouldn't do anything. So, but it has, you know, it has a lot of support in the Assembly. I believe it will pass the Assembly. It should pass the Assembly. The problem is in the Senate with the Senate Republicans. And there are some Democrats. Neil Breslin is against it. He stated that, you know, he's worried, as I said, is ludicrous that people forget, their memory gets fuzzy. You know, let it happen to Neil's kids or his grandchildren. You'll see how fast he forgets. You know, he's not going to tell people that they forget. You don't forget. It's time he got on board.
Wow. So, since we only have a few days left in this session, would you be interested in coming back on Focus on Albany? And at that point, you can explain what happened, whether it passes, whether it doesn't, and you could give people a clear vision of what transpired.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Sure.
Okay, so you've been listening to Gary Greenberg, and he has been talking about the Child Victims Act. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You could also subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment or a question about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Gary, good luck. I will be watching like you will be watching. Have a great day, and we'll talk again. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.